This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home. Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Happy Friday to everyone. You've made it to your weekend. A lot of football to discuss. There could be some Bears chatter as some of these reports out of the combine continue to surface. Who are the Bears interested in? To what level? There is a report in The Athletic by Paul Denner, who covers the Cincinnati Bengals. The headline reads, "Picks, Trades, and Concerns of Bengals Quarterback Room Come into Focus." And he reports in the article that the Bears would be the best match and that the teams have talked.
And the reason for that is, A, the Bears have pretty much let it be known that they're looking for a veteran backup for Mitch, and Bill Lazor, the former offensive coordinator for the Bengals, is now the Bears offensive coordinator. Is that those are the dots we're connecting here.
And they say that 2018 looked really bad for the Bengals, but remember, that's when everyone started getting hurt. At the halfway point, they were 5-3, and I guess Dalton was having a pretty good year. Guys like Andy Dalton and Joe Flacco and Alex Smith, like I said before, are everything that I never wanted the Bears to get, because we've always had middling quarterbacks. I've always wanted something greater, but now we arrive at a moment where you trade up for the guy who's the one of the three guys who didn't turn out from that year's draft, and you say, oh crap, what are we going to do with a ready-made defense?
It is crazy, isn't it?
It is, yes. So Lindsey Jones, do you know who Lindsey Jones is? She also, I guess she's with The Athletic now. She says, Lindsey Jones reported Thursday that one general manager thought Dalton could land.
Don't tell me a second round pick.
A second or a third round pick.
Well, we don't have any thirds.
He wrote, a two would be a stunning windfall. Like, at least he admits that, the Bengals writer.
There's no chance.
And it says, and a three should make the Bengals jump for joy. If I were the Bears, I would give up neither for Andy Dalton.
Well, they don't have a third. They've got two twos.
Right.
I wouldn't give up one of those.
Would you give up the compensatory fourth that the NFL would probably be giving you for Adrian Amos?
Probably not. I could sign... Listen, what's his face? I always forget his name.
What about like a conditional fourth that if he plays or achieves certain levels, then they get the fourth?
Well, I got to pay him too, right? Unless you can reconstruct his deal. And he makes what, 16, 17
million? 17.7 in 2020.
So I got to give up trade currency and pay him 17 million?
Yeah.
Why can't I just sign? Is Case Keenum an unrestricted free agent?
I believe so.
Why can't I sign
with him? Yeah, is he free or are they going to? Either or, he should be available.
Why can't I sign Case Keenum, who had a better year with the Vikings as he took them to the playoffs probably than any year that Andy Dalton had? I get it. Andy Dalton has a longer career of starting in the league, and yes, the Bengals went to the postseason five straight years, I think, for 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. And you are residing in a division that has the Steelers and the Ravens in it. So, I mean, to get to the postseason five straight years is good. They never advanced.
Do you guys think, though, Andy Dalton, a move for Andy Dalton, in my mind, is really an I feel like that's an open mind for the Bears, saying this is a legit quarterback competition. Whereas right. Case Keenum is clearly
backup.
We're
right.
going back with Mitch.
No
and
doubt,
Case is
Jeff.
Just a backup.
And no, so much so that if you trade for Andy Dalton, I would tell you that there's a good chance Andy would start.
Yes, I agree with that.
And
yeah, you're giving up capital and more money. He makes more money than Mitch.
Well, but if that's the case,
trade
Ryan
me.
Pace in his head is thinking, well, I got 2 second-round picks. One of them could be my starter.
Oh, gosh.
But think about it. If you draft your starting quarterback with your second-round pick, you do it in a second. The fact of the matter is, though, it's Andy Dalton, and he's
I'm not trading a second-round pick.
I'm not either.
You wouldn't?
I'd rather use a second-round pick on a quarterback that I thought may be worthy of that pick at that time. If you're going to trade a second-round pick for Andy Dalton, and this is lunacy, in my opinion, if that's the case, me personally, now I know Andy Dalton's more equipped to win now than a rookie that would come in, but...
I was thinking like a fifth round pick originally when we were talking about Dalton. 1 year left, new quarterback with Joe Burrow. You need to get him out of there anyway. So I don't know who's banging down the door of those other teams. Who's banging down the door for Dalton? Who else? Who would be the Bears' competition?
It doesn't matter because
the Patriots have so many draft picks, they may be willing to overpay in terms of draft picks.
I think it'll come down to, would you rather draft Andy Dalton or Jalen Hurts with your second round pick?
No, because again, it's a, like, to me, Abdallah, it's a non-starter. Like, I think this writer even believes it would be.
I get it. For us, it's for us normal folks, it's a non-starter. But Ryan Pace is not a normal folks.
I always get what I want.
Let me give you the last.
He's been aggressive, and giving up a second round pick for Andy Dalton so he doesn't go to the Patriots or somewhere else is aggressive.
Okay, let me ask you guys this. Okay, this is Case Keenum in the last 3 years. Case Keenum started 15 games with the Minnesota Vikings. Remember, he took over for Sam Bradford, right?
Right.
And in that year, he completed 68% of his passes for 3,500 yards, 22 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, had a 98 quarterback rating. The next year, he signed with the Denver Broncos. He started 16 games, completed 62%, threw for 3,900 yards, 18 touchdowns, 15 interceptions, had an 81 quarterback rating. Last year, with Washington in 10 games, he completed 65%, 1,700 yards, 11 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, had a 91 quarterback rating. What I'm telling you is, with those numbers, is that's Andy Dalton territory. So why wouldn't I try to sign Case Keenum as a free agent, not give up any draft picks?
Isn't
versus
the ceiling
training
higher with an Andy Dalton in a
could
good year?
Be.
With weapons
well,
around
I, all I know is that Case Keenum took a Vikings team passed
right
around.
Well, no, they
and
were in they were in the conference championship
correct
game against the Saints, weren't
but,
they?
Yeah.
Two things, though. To that point,
no, they beat the Saints in the miracle.
Yes, they beat the Saints,
and then they lost to the Eagles, and they got
Eagles
trounced in the NFC Championship
right
game. And remember, I mean, I remember that year Paul Allen came on and talked about how Paul Allen, who I believe owns a horse with Mike Zimmer,
said horse, right?
Talked about how Mike Zimmer did not trust Case Keenum when he, you know, throughout the entire season. Like, they were what winning.
Dude, don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting I'm choosing Case Keenum over Dan Marino. It's just Case Keenum or Andy Dalton.
Case
not
Keenum
only that, Jeff.
It's Case Keenum and money, or Andy Dalton money and a draft pick, and a decent draft pick for Andy Dalton.
And if
I'm with you, but then take into account, Bill Lazor is now on the staff, probably, as Sylvie's reading the tweets, talking about how they had a good start in the first 8 games. Bill Lazor's probably telling Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace, hey, I had him. We were on a roll. He knows the offense. He's very smart. He's
relax
probably cheating.
Are you saying the first 5 games of this season?
No, 18. First 8 games.
The first
they
8 games of 18.
Halfway point of 18, this article reads. Before everyone got hurt, wasn't that the first year that A.J. Green really got hurt? He writes in it, the Bengals writer in The Athletic, in 18 that they were 5-3 at the halfway point. And then he says everyone got hurt. And then that's when Marv Lewis got fired.
Like how the mighty have
fallen. We should talk to Marvin. Where's Marvin Lewis these days? Is he a...
He's a defensive coordinator with Arizona State with Herm, isn't he?
We should blow, we
thought
should
he was.
Put
I
in
thought
a
it was.
Down.
I thought it was Marvin Lewis and Antonio Pierce that were co-defensive coordinators at Arizona State, but I may be wrong.
All right, so Bears fans, you hear this again. Nothing is done. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. That just a couple different writers are connecting the dots with the Bears and Andy Dalton, and it's someone who's been on our radar that we've talked about. Would that excite you? Would that anger you? Out of the guys out there, how do you feel about this? 3-3-2-3-7-7-6. Peters and Lombard, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Pete?
I'm taking Dalton. If Keenum either. If we stay status quo with Mitch with our defense, it's a disservice to all the fans. With Andy Dalton, obviously, if the Patriots want to get involved, he has to be pretty good. What's a fourth-round draft pick? We had a first-round draft pick. The second pick, they used it on Mitch. They can't draft half of the time. I say we need a new quarterback. If it's Dalton or Case Keenum, but I'm more for Dalton.
Well, you mentioned, Peter, a fourth-round pick. The Bears don't have one. Well, so
it would be a conditional or whatever it was.
Well, I mean, and then the question is, will somebody else offer them more than a conditional fourth-round pick in a future year?
That's why maybe you're trying to get it done now, before the Patriots are trading for him because, you know.
Okay,
before they know about Brady, if you jump the market.
Okay, if we find out tomorrow that the Bears trade their second round pick to the Bengals for Andy Dalton.
You know, like, I mean, there'll be a part of me that will be intrigued. I would think that that is. If you would have told me that a week ago, I would have said, hell no. Second round pick? We keep giving away firsts, and now we're giving a second round pick for a guy, again, that we've always viewed as good enough to get you beat. He's just good enough to get you
so
to break
now
your
think
heart.
About this. You will have traded up for the number two pick. You took Mitch. He didn't work to the point where you then had to give up a two for Andy Dalton.
Yeah, that's why I'm if
I
I'm
don't
Ryan
see
Pace,
a two being given to
I,
Andy Dalton.
I am Ryan Pace, and I'm tying conditions into playing time into Andy Dalton. So that does two things. Then it has nothing to do with this year's draft where you're limited to begin with. It would tie into the 2021 draft, and then you would give up exactly what he would produce to you. Do you know what I mean? Hey, we're willing to give up a conditional third if he starts every game for us. You know, well, and that falls to a fourth if he doesn't or something. You know,
that
I don't know.
That suggests that you're the only one bidding. I mean, there may be somebody out there willing to give more than that. I'm just telling you, the Bears can't. You can't overpay for Andy Dalton.
But it's about results. Like if Andy initially, it's the same with Trubisky. If they end up going with Case Keenum and Trubisky's the guy, but he finally gets it with the new offensive coordinator and he finally gets it under year three,
yeah,
and they go to
and
the
then
playoffs.
You're not playing
and then you're like, okay, whatever, fine. It worked. That's whatever. If they get Andy Dalton and he's the missing piece and then he takes them to an NFC championship game, it's gonna look stupid on the day, but ultimately
no, you're right.
That's why I'm trying to tie it into conditions.
Yeah.
Because a lot can happen. Who knows? He could get hurt the first day at camp, and you've given up a second-round pick?
I think a second at this point is, yeah. I think that's pie in
you're
the sky.
You're just trying to make me mad on a Friday.
I don't think Andy Dalton's getting a second-round pick in return. The Bengals are.
Mike in Hoffman Estates here on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mikey?
What's up, guys? I don't think the Andy Dalton thing is out of the question. I think the Bears just put themselves in a situation where they kind of have to do that. But in my opinion, I think you get you throw money at a free agent guy, and you have to draft the best available quarterback with your second pick. You cannot give another way. Like, I don't think it's crazy to ask Andy Dalton to give away a second and third or a third round pick, but for the Bears already giving up the first round pick, there's no way that they can do that. And the thing is with Andy Dalton is he's a guy that you bring in, and he's a product of his own environment. When A.J. Green was really good and they had a run game, he was good. But when the Bengals were bad, he was bad. If he went to the Patriots, he would probably play a lot better than if he was brought into the Bears system. Like, I think it's just putting a Band-Aid. Like, you're trying to fix the mistake that you made by giving up a pick with Mitch. You're trying to bring in a veteran quarterback. You're going to give up more draft capital. You already just made this mistake with Mitch, and now you're going to do it with Andy Dalton. Plus more money.
That's what I would say. I would say, Mike, look, the thought that was just thrown out there, the second-round pick, I don't think that's happening.
Well, that's what he suggested in there, that they could get a second or third-round pick.
I don't think
but
that the Bears
rationalized that they would be jumping for joy for either of those.
Yeah, I think Andy Dalton is going to get you a fifth-round, maybe a late
that's
fourth
what I was thinking.
Or a fifth-round
right,
pick.
Like a conditional now, fourth, or that would...
Think about it as well. That's why I'm not buying the Bears giving up one of their two second-round picks, because not only would you be giving up a second-round pick, you're giving him $16 million. $17.5 million, rather. And how are you going to sign Austin Hooper or a guard to fill a role or another receiver? How are you going to fill any of these? You got to sign Kwiatkowski or somebody else to play next to Roquan.
You have $27 million tied into your cap for a quarterback, and you still have a question mark on that position. Yeah. 312-332-3776. Does Andy Dalton do anything for you? And we've gotten some answers on why the players like this deal in a 17-game schedule. A former Bear, two former Bears, actually, were talking today on both TV and radio nationally about why they like this deal. We'll play that for you next.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN_Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Are yelling when they hear about Andy Dalton and second or third round pick.
This is where we are.
Yeah, right.
You know where you're at? You're in Andy Dalton, Case Keenum, Nick Foles land. And I was saying to you guys at the break, the Nick Foles option to me is pretty much the same as the Andy Dalton option. You're going to have to give up a pick, and it's going to cost you $16 million. Who you want? Now, you got Flip, who worked with Foles. You've got Lazor, who worked with Dalton. Now, right. To me, if you're interested in Dalton, my guess is there would probably be interested in Foles, but hell, I don't know. They're both kind of the same story. The other guy's Case Keenum, who isn't going to cost you a pick, but maybe you don't have you don't have a relationship with him, and B, you don't, you know, you may not have the same level of confidence in him.
I've just always said that I thought Andy Dalton was the redheaded Jay Cutler. You know, but like, because I'm in this situation now, I need a life raft, and it may come in the form of the red rifle.
Does Andy Dalton have a wife that's going to open a clothing store?
Don't know. Is he another wedding ring guy though? Too
the
guy.
I think so. Yeah.
He's got to show off that he loves his wife more than I do, and always wear his wedding ring. Like you know, these are the guys as show off.
Andy we Dalton has had
stop throwing interceptions.
Andy Dalton has had three seasons in his time in the NFL where he has had a 2-1 touchdown interception ratio.
Maybe take the wedding ring off. You won't throw so many interceptions.
So yeah, the reason why we're talking about Andy Dalton and the Bears, one, we've talked about it the last couple of weeks because he fits. B, Bill Lazor's here, the new Bears offensive coordinator. He worked with Andy Dalton in Cincinnati. C, The Athletic is reporting, the beat writer for The Athletic who covers the Bengals, that the Bears and Bengals have talked, and Benjamin Albright, I believe, a Denver-based NFL reporter, radio host, is also saying that he has heard the Bears and Bengals have talked. What did Benjamin write? I've read you what The Athletic said.
He wrote on Pro Football Network that on the Friday Buzz section, sources tell Benjamin Albright that the Chicago Bears and Bengals have had discussions regarding Andy Dalton. A little over a week ago, he reported that the Bears were quietly interested in the likes of Carr and Dalton, like bringing in the veteran that has some experience. And now it looks like they're having more intense conversations about the Bengals.
But I'd rather give up a little bit more for Carr than Andy Dalton. I don't know how much more that you'd have to give up.
I would think you would have to give up a 2 or a 3 for him. Second or a third for Derek Carr.
I agree.
Probably, but this is also a spot where we've been talking about it now forever since the season ended. There's so many pretty good quarterbacks available that
maybe it lowers the price.
Ryan Pace should be in the driver's seat.
Oh, but we all know they like to load them up and send them out.
This is just a case where, look, Don't fall in love with Andy Dalton. Don't fall in love with Nick Foles.
Pace is like Kramer in Seinfeld when he wants to settle the lawsuit with the coffee company.
Yes.
And then he gets Lifetime Coffee. He's in. They were going to give him like $1 billion. And he's like, got it. I got Lifetime Coffee.
Dom in Manhattan had the same thought I had, but this team doesn't have time to wait to develop a young quarterback.
Dom in Manhattan, you're on ESPN 1000.
Afternoon, boys. How we doing?
Afternoon.
Good. My concept is this. You got to think longevity. I really think so. Dalton is just not going to feed. I like the red-headed colored version because he is. He really is. And in all honesty, you need to think young. I think by trading draft picks, by communicating with the Bengals, they're looking for the same thing we're looking for. To do so, we want to acquire their second-round pick. They got the first pick in the second round. We will give them one of our second-round picks, probably the better of the two, obviously, in addition to an additional draft-round pick or compensatory. We have monetary value now that we got rid of Mukamara. We freed up cap space. We have monetary value to hand over to them. I like Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, I believe, is the answer. He will cost you cheap initially, but you're going to get longevity out of it. All that extra draft picks you have, go after some offensive line. These guys need protection. Trubisky, Jalen Hurts, they need protection. I think that's the best bet. Go after Jalen Hurts. Get the first pick in the second round. I don't know what you guys' thoughts are
on
that.
I like the thought of a Jalen Hurts draft, but you need a guy who's got NFL experience. If Mitch fails, somebody that you know, you've seen him do good things in the NFL. Like, I'm a Jalen Hurts guy. Say if the Bears didn't have Mitch, the Bears had Andy Dalton. So if Andy Dalton was your quarterback and you draft Jalen Hurts, I'm in. But because you've got Mitch, who's an uncertainty, you can't also have Jalen Hurts because your defensive window is open to win. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Do you believe that Jalen Hurts, a team will draft him in the late first round? Because
you can have control of him.
Or is he not good enough? I may have made an intoxicated bet last night about Jalen Hurts getting drafted in the first round, and I don't know why I did it.
I don't think he will, but I think that because of the fifth year...
The Lamar Jackson. I'm not saying that he's as good as Lamar Jackson.
Oh, he's nowhere close
to the
athlete.
But no one knew that Lamar Jackson would turn into the quarterback that he turned into. And that was a philosophy that the Ravens did, right?
Well, yes. But the thing with Jalen Hurts is like Lamar Jackson was just a freakish athlete. Freakish. Now, you may question his ability to throw consistently in the league. Jalen Hurts probably has a little bit better repertoire throwing it, but is nowhere close to being the same athlete.
Mike in Lakeview has an idea. Hey, Mikey.
Hey, first off, Andy Dalton was going to win the MVP in 2015 until the Steelers took him out in like week 14.
That's true, but that's 5 years ago. That'd be the thing that I'd be concerned with.
Yeah, no doubt. But second, would both sides swap? Would you swap Mitch Trubisky for Andy Dalton?
Both sides.
The Bengals, then they get a bridge to Trevor Lawrence. Help Mitch. Mitch can help him tank.
I mean, it's interesting.
Well, no way.
The Bengals aren't going to do that.
The Bengals are getting
Joe
Burrow.
They're going to draft Joe Burrow. Yeah.
Why would they wait a year?
Good point.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Mike. Now, listen, but I think it is an interesting conversation. Like, let me ask you, do you want one more spin with Mitch, or would you trade Mitch in a hypothetical situation for a veteran like Andy Dalton who's got 1 year? You only have to pay him one year and draft a guy.
Yes.
I'd start over and let Nagy help me pick it. Yes.
Because he'll know something about drafting a quarterback. He's gone through the process.
Okay, so let's suggest that in a hypothetical situation, you could trade Mitch to the Jags for Nick Foles, and then you use your second round pick on whoever that quarterback is. Would you be willing to do that?
Yes.
I would as well.
Let's go to Paul on the north side. Then I got some audio to play. Hey, Paulie.
Hi, gentlemen. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I call on the other shows in the morning. Tommy, God, I love watching you play back in the day. And Sylvie, I'm a Niles North alum.
Oh, here we go. We're all connected.
Yeah, right? 6 degrees of separation. This goes to just getting somebody in there that can throw a touchdown against a playoff-caliber team. I don't care if the Bears beat Detroit, beat Washington, beat the Giants. We know, and it's like you said, Tommy, the defensive window is closing. Got to get somebody in there. Of course, I like a Bridgewater. I like a Carr. But Dalton, that's where, quarterbacks go to die, or they haven't had a good quarterback there since Boomer. And he went to the Pro Bowl 3 times over there. Who knows if he could do it, but I'd rather take a chance of having a backup here. What about Mariota? There was that rumor that he has the same agent as Mitch, therefore the Bears probably wouldn't take, or it wouldn't happen. I don't know what the status of that is. But thanks for your time. And, Bears fan. This offense, it's just been so bad over the years. I hear the same excuses for Mitch as I heard for, Rex and Jay. And I just can't take it anymore.
It's the same
spinning.
You've
got to get somebody in here.
Yeah.
He and Mariota do have the same agent. I don't believe, I'm not one that believes that would be an insurmountable hurdle.
Neither do I.
Especially
if Mariota's best chance to start and make money is with the Bears. I don't know why you protect your other client. You got to protect the client you're serving now. Chase Daniel was on Golic and Wingo today. He flipped Allen Robinson. Allen Robinson was not a fan of the new CBA that he voted on, but Allen Robinson changed his vote. And this is what Chase Daniel told Allen Robinson and why he's in favor of this new deal.
Well, first, I started with the 1.5% extra in the pie. And that's you know, we were at 47. By the time we start playing 17 games, we're going to be at 48.5%. That's an extra 1.5%. That's an extra $400 to $500 million in extra revenue split that goes to the players every single year. The other thing was the biggest thing for me, and I think for a lot of veteran players, was a big change in training camp rules. You go from a 3-hour practice to a 2.5-hour practice. I know that doesn't seem a lot, But when you're there every single day, the 30 minutes makes it a big deal. And by 2021, it's going to be a max of an 11-hour workday. So, and there's all sorts of limits on the days in pads, days off, et cetera.
You gave me a weird look.
I mean, listen, that's not something that is going to resonate with me a ton. That's like an ancillary portion of it. You know, I mean, listen, Chase is in the negotiations. He knows significantly more about this than most people. You're already in an environment, I think, where it's pretty good for the players. Now, again, you don't want to be the old guy in the room and say, back in the day, we practiced three times a day. But we did. And they got smart. And now you can only have a certain number of padded practices throughout the year. I think that part of the negotiation, I think there's too much emphasis on it. But again, I mean, I'm 53 years old.
I want to play you Sam Acho when we come back, too. Gene Greco just walked in just to tease the listeners.
Speaking of old guys in the room,
beast. We got a break here. Give us one word that describes your mood on this Friday.
Cranked up.
All right. Well, that was two words.
We'll have that's Markie, right. That was.
In our first Midwest Bank studio next.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
In studio, brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. We had earlier in the show, we had Michael. Michael Rappaport on the show, and we sent him to Chicago Cut for dinner tonight.
Oh, cool, good.
Because he said he hadn't had time to go out to dinner, and so we told him you got to go to Cut. So Michael Rappaport and David Flom hooked up, and Michael Rappaport will be going to Chicago Cut Steakhouse.
A place to see and to be seen.
Will he get the Mark Jean Greco table?
Well, he's got to ask for it. And he might have to show ID and a resume, and we'll see if he passed the test.
Okay.
You know?
Still a special spot inside the restaurant,
yes,
the Mark Jean Greco table.
You know, it's roped off.
How often
there.
Do you actually get that table?
I'd say 75% of the time.
Okay. Do you ask for it when you call David or Matt?
Well, no, but they give it to me if it's available.
Okay.
Because I remember that one time that some big honcho car dealer had his whole family there. And Dave's like, I can't kick them out. No. He's a high roller.
Right.
This guy's a good customer.
There's a power ranking.
Yes, there
and
is.
If there's someone more powerful than you, they get
no,
the table.
No, it's just if there's someone there before me, they get it. That's all.
I think it's a power ranking.
Well, it could be. Yes. Yes. And, you know, in the whole litany of celebrities that go to Chicago Cut, I'm way down on the list. So, you know, a lot of national guys.
Yeah, sure.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
I wait
you
my
are,
turn.
You are a
just
big
like you at,
hitter.
Just like you at the DMV.
Right.
Just like you at
that's
the DMV.
Right.
I wait in line and I take whatever table is assigned.
Same thing I do.
Yes.
like a normal human being.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're kept patting yourself on the back.
Well, for being, don't get extra credit for not doing drugs, Mark.
Right. As far as human beings go, I'm not really normal, but in the whole scheme of the galaxy of stars, I'm way down.
So cranked up, is that a good thing or a bad? Cranked up in a good way?
No, it's good because you know how I am on Fridays. I'm always either agitated or elated.
Which shouldn't,
or
I was going to say, yeah. Or absent.
Well, it's Friday, and plus I'm working tomorrow, so.
Are you really?
So it kind of puts a damper on Friday because usually I get so excited. Then you can just, you know, say something crazy and walk out.
Rip and read. Rip and read tomorrow.
I never rip and read.
Well, you're going to have to learn to. Rip and read.
I craft and weave.
Explain the term rip and read for those out of the business and who are young.
In the old days when they actually had UPI and AP machines, like ticker tapes.
This is before the internet.
Yes. Spewing out copy on paper. It'd just be like a teletype. And you would there would be like a little plastic thing going across where the paper comes out, and you would rip off the story.
And then you would take it to the anchor desk, and you would
read it.
When I was in college, this was so great, like in 93, 92, my buddy Bob LaFonte was such a, CPD Bob, was such a degenerate, wanted to know all the college football scores. We'd go to the radio station just so, because you couldn't get the scores all the time like you needed them.
Right.
So he needed to know if he won or lost his bets.
Yeah,
unless you called Sports Phone.
That? 976-1313.
There it is. I think everybody in this market worked at Sports Phone one time or the other. But yes.
Fred Huebner was the boss there.
Uh-huh. So you'd rip off the wire copy, and I remember...
Well, I bet he had a very, very, very tight ship that he ran.
Oh, you know it.
Freddie?
Jeff Joniak told us that Fred was the boss, and that Fred had very strict rules.
That's
that he was
saying.
A tough boss.
Yeah. My kind of guy. That's the
Do
man.
Do it the right way.
Yes.
Do things the right way. Don't right apologize way.
I remember
for that.
When I was working in Dayton, there was a guy named Johnny Walker. That was his
sure
real name.
Was. See, this There's is nobody in Dayton. His name is Johnny
Gene
Walker.
Go ahead, check.
Yeah.
Put it through the Gene Greco.
You know what?
Fact
he
check.
Was filling in one night for Remy Martin.
There's Barry Blueberry, just in case.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
No, Johnny Walker was his name. I think he's since passed, but he was like the jack
Dick
of all
Johnson
trades.
Johnson took over for him,
yes,
right?
Yes, he did. Dick in the Dark. Yeah, because he used to do live shots in the evening. Anyway, so Johnny was like, it was a Channel 22. It was a small station, and he was the only on-air guy there. So he was like general manager, news director, host, everything.
Right.
So they do these magazine shows, and there's Johnny Morris. So then they started doing a newscast. Who's the anchor? Johnny Walker. I'm sorry.
See, you're not
I'm channeling Johnny Morris. So Johnny Walker would do everything. So they start doing a newscast, and he's anchoring. He's trying to read the teleprompter, and there is a breaking news story.
Uh-oh.
And somebody rips it off the teleprompter and gives it to him. And you know how breaking news started on a teleprompter? He picked up the copy and goes, bulletin, bulletin, bulletin. That's what it said across the
right,
top.
Right. He was the original Ron Burgundy.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. And that's the way. So then the lazy people who worked in sports, instead of writing their own scripts,
yes.
they would rip and read.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's where the...
That's what I'm saying. Just come in late, have your producer write your sports cast.
No can do.
With a hangover.
No.
And you'll be fine.
Yeah. No. Can't
That's why you're the best in the business, because you refuse to give even a weekend, you know,
it's got to be a show
effort.
Of record.
That's right.
So I had this guy, Jim Briggs, who I idolized in radio. He flew a plane in the morning and did traffic while he's flying the plane. But before that, he would
put it through.
And he would write all the copy for the 3 a.m. newscast.
Whoa, who's doing a 3 a.m. newscast?
WING, Dayton, radio. We were 24
Who
hours.
Who the hell is up at 3 in the morning so that you need to know the news?
He would
you
do the
recording.
He'd do the 3 a.m. Then he would get in the plane.
Like a true
to
news
do traffic.
Man, Tom Lotto. Yes. Record the news.
Yeah, just record.
The 3 a.m. news.
Well, look, the
Not
news
the 7 a.m. news.
But then I would come in at 4, and it'd be live all the way through morning
this
drive.
This was a radio station, right?
Radio station.
Yeah,
we had one recorded newscast, which was at 2 a.m.
I'm sorry. I wanted another hour of recorded news.
No,
my bad.
Just one. And I used to make up a fake name at the end of every one of those recordings.
What was your favorite?
I did Streeter Glick. I did all those ones I said, just in case, Barry Blueberry.
See, I don't believe this.
No,
this,
really.
Again,
this
really?
Is all
you
made
were on
up.
The radio, and you would change your name every newscast.
Lance Crossfire.
I don't buy it.
Biff Steele.
I'm Henry Rottweiler.
Yes, exactly. Stuff like that.
Abdallah Miller, are you guys buying this? Or do you think this is like Peterman? Right,
that's
with
old school
the Kramer
radio.
Stories, where they're not really
We
his
used to
stories.
Do that. We would make
up
names.
I'm looking for a Johnny Walker news anchor. Where am I looking? Dayton?
Dayton, Ohio.
No, I'm not getting anything.
WKEF, Channel 22.
KEF, Johnny Walker.
So what do you, when you do need to use a fake name, what name, seriously, like when was the last time you used a fake name? Because we were having this conversation earlier. Like when you checked into a hotel?
No, I never did that. I always use. Remember the guys who called me.
President of the Hara Arena.
Hara Arena.
I'm not saying like I'm
Johnny
from Chicago.
Johnny Walker's still not with us, is he?
No, I don't think so.
No, 2005.
Hara Arena is where
he
the
checked
Dayton,
out a long time ago.
Yeah, the Dayton Gems used to play there.
Oh yeah,
the
so
hockey
come on.
Team.
You had to have had a fake name.
No, it was Mark Greco in all the markets I worked in before Chicago.
Women? What about like? Would you give a fake name?
Well, no, but I would have. I would have, like, remember when you had a pager? You'd wear a pager if you're in the news business. Well, it'd be getting late, and you know, I'd have the pager just go off. It'd be like a fake news call. I go, I gotta go.
Wow. Oh, really?
Wow. You do that.
Wow. Oh, so that, you were the Astros before the Astros.
Yeah.
You were using technology to cheat.
Yes.
Yes. I was.
Well, pager just went off.
That is big weed right there.
Oh, she's like, weed that smell. Is old yeah. It is weed o'clock.
That's
it's
the Friday, most I've ever smelled.
Wow,
you smell
man,
that?
I'm high.
Yeah, I do smell
that
it.
That is the strongest it's been in a while.
Boy, that smells like poop.
It's coming from inside the studio.
Yeah,
it
smells.
Well, I told you what happens.
The call is coming from inside the house.
They opened the vent to the alley, and everybody's smoking pot in the alley on Friday night.
Is that what happened?
Long-time Dayton broadcaster, former president of Hera Arena, has passed away. Johnny Walker died earlier Tuesday morning in Lady Lake, Florida, just outside of Orlando. Walker was a former news director and anchor for WKEF-TV in Dayton, and for 18 years hosted the Muscular Dystrophy Telethon.
And everybody was sad, so we are hosting our own Johnny Walker Blue Day.
Yes.
This was 2005.
See?
And he passed away at age 63. Yeah. What was wrong?
Oh,
was he a heavy smoker?
No, he was a good-looking guy.
He was working overnight all the time.
Probably.
Wasn't good on the
heart.
But
you see, let's fact-check everything I say from now on.
Yeah.
Oh, he had a comb-over, and he looked like Lou Piniella.
Yes, he did.
Really? Very much so. I don't buy that he used fake names every newscast.
The 2 a.m. taped one.
Okay.
I'm high. Yeah. Jeez.
I know. You can't get high from the smell.
Well, I feel high.
But that's what we're going to do at Channel 7. Every Friday, we're just going to smoke pot and do the shows.
312-332-3776. If you want to talk to Mark Gene Greco, your ticket to talk Gene Greco and your ticket to see the brand new Ben Affleck movie. How about this? Ooh. Special screening. It's called The Way Back, Mark.
Yeah.
It's called The Way Back.
It's like Angry Hoosiers.
Is that what it looks yeah. like? So the screening.
I think it's like former alcoholic Hoosier guy.
Screening is Wednesday, March 4th at Arc Like Chicago. Wow. So this is a special screening brought to us by Warner Brothers. Here this is. Text the code The Way Back. All one word.
We're looking at pictures of me right now. I have eye makeup on this picture.
You still do, don't you wear eye makeup?
No.
I saw you on New Year's Eve. You had eye makeup on.
I got to show Sylvie this picture when you're done.
Wow.
The Way Back. Text the code to 31996. That's The Way Back to 31996 to enter to win. You got to be 18 years or older. Official contest rules at ESPN Chicago Contest.
Could you win the Way Back Machine?
No, you can win tickets to go to
Time
the special screening.
Sherman and me.
To see Jack Cunningham.
Ooh, there's another fake news name. That's another fake news.
Jack Cunningham.
Jack Cunningham. CKLW 2020 News.
All right, we'll take your calls with Marky. It's a fun Friday show. Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Waddle and Sylvie weekdays, 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Getting you into your weekend with Mark Gene Greco in our studio, First Midwest Bank Studio. Brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Do you see the Andy Dalton words being mentioned that the Athletic in Cincinnati saying that the Bears and Bengals have talked trade and they were speculating about that?
Well, you had to expect that. I think the best fit right now where you don't have to change your game plan or your offense is Marcus Mariota. Maybe that gives him an opportunity to salvage his career. Andy Dalton, no. You got a statue back there. You know,
I think,
but
though, but
like
if you're
interested, though.
The
last of course, you're interested because it's the bad move.
I think that's they want someone that's probably done more recently than Marcus Mariota. Because, like, look, if Mitch doesn't work out, you don't want to bring in somebody else who you're just trying to resurrect their career.
You have
career.
Two of the same guys.
Right.
Number two pick and the other number two pick. Yeah. Neither have lived up to anything.
Right. But the Red Rifle's jammed right now. His career is just about
How
over.
Old is Dalton? 32?
32, I believe.
So, I mean, that's still not old.
He plays a lot older.
You think so?
I think so. I always liked him. I couldn't understand why people
five straight trips to the playoffs
on him in Cincinnati.
Won.
I'm like, give this guy a break.
You badmouth
there's
him.
There's a big butt coming here, okay? But
there's a big butt.
He's not going to get any better, and he's on the decline right now. Okay. I wanted to give him a shot like 5 years ago.
It's 32 on the decline for NFL.
I'm not saying age wise. I'm just saying ability wise.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers again. You should not use Aaron Rodgers and Andy Dalton the same sentence without a disclaimer. But Aaron Rodgers is going to be what 38 next year?
Doesn't matter with him.
Chuck in Downers Grove, you're on ESPN 1000. Say hi to Marky, Chuck.
Hey, Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Chucky, what's up?
You know, I can't believe it. I was calling in about Marcus Mariota, and just a couple minutes ago, you went, you think he'd be a good fit.
Vulcan mind meld right there.
Right, mind meld. Frickin' mind meld.
Well done, Chuck.
I think Marcus Mariota is ready to start his career right now. Ooh. And I think Mitch Trubisky is never, ever going to develop.
Oh, boy. Did you do that on purpose?
Oh, you know he did.
That guy's already dead on the side of the road. He's just waiting for somebody to, you know, run over him or scrape him up.
Marcus Mariota is 26. He'll be 27 the end of October. So he's still young.
Yeah, I think it's perfect. I think, you know, he had his troubles where he's at. And I think you bring him in, you slap a beautiful Bears uniform on him, and he kicks ass.
Oh, boy.
Wow, it's the uniform, man. That's good, Chuck.
You slap a Bears uniform on him, and he kicks ass.
Just repackage him.
Like it's a Superman uniform.
Yeah, give me that orange and navy. Slap that C on his helmet.
Doesn't matter who he is. You just put yourself in a Bears uniform, and you're Johnny Unitas, mister.
Right. Or Johnny Walker.
Or Johnny Walker.
John and Kenosha.
Johnny Walker Blue. Johnny Walker Red.
Hi, John.
Hey, Mark.
John.
Hey, Mark. And hey, Tom.
Hey,
I just called to say I think you guys kind of didn't – I never mentioned the fact that if you spend a dollar on a quarterback two or quarterback 1A before you have at least
– Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Defensive line, I think you've flunked the GM 101 test.
Well, that's a good point.
So put the money in the O-line is what you're saying because you crapped out there for a second.
Well – at least that money will possibly help Mitch. You spend that money on a 1A or a 2 that maybe never sees the field, and then none of that money's helping Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's the whole chicken or the egg thing. I admit that the line isn't good. The tight ends aren't good. You could use another wide receiver. They weren't committed to the run game. But if Mitch isn't good to begin with, does any of it matter? You know, you do have to fix those things, but still, isn't the most important thing if you don't have a good quarterback to get a better quarterback?
And it keeps getting more complicated. You talk about the chicken or the egg. Mitch is positive. His qualities are actually supposed to offset a bad offensive line. He's supposed to be
it's
mobile.
And that,
so but
it's
supposed
also
to be able up, to get away with
it. It's
that.
Also up to the coach to put him in a position to protect him with play calling and movement and motion.
Moving the pocket, yes.
Oh, Sean.
See, listen, if you're going to, it depends on what you're giving up. If you're going to be giving up, like the rumor was, maybe a second or a third for Andy Dalton.
Phew.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to give up a second for Andy Dalton, you better call the Raiders, who may be willing to part company with David or Derek Carr for a second.
Sean's got a Mark Giangreco story.
Sean. Ooh.
Sean, you're on with Marky.
Uh-oh.
Mark Giangreco, Sean O'Brien used to coach
your
son,
my God.
Mark, in hockey.
Shawnee, many, how you doing,
many,
man?
Many, many moons ago.
Yeah. Sean, let me interject. Just one quick question. Was Mark your typical hockey parent, or was he more low-key than that?
He did not come to many of the night games because he had to work, obviously, but... he was definitely a big hockey guy, obviously, and did a story. It was probably circa 94 on parents getting too involved in hockey. And next thing you know, some producers come to one of our games and yours truly gets on the TV.
Yes, but, you did. Mm-hmm.
I was just calling to say that the sports phone story brought back the memories of, plus with the Olympics Russian game on tape delay, my brothers and I would call. Because the tape delay, we call a sports phone, and we had no idea that it was 50 cents a clip. until my mom saw the bill, and it was like $65 for a one-time.
Oh, wow, you just wanted Al
charges,
Michaels running commentary on the phone.
Yeah, no, but Pat Benkowski, Dave Schuster, all the old school guys.
Yeah.
And you'll be happy to know that my youngest is going to be a UD Flyer next year. So.
Oh, that is spectacular. Go yep, Flyers. Yep. Sean, it's
so
great
go,
to hear from
Flyers,
you, man.
Go Flyers. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Go Flyers, and I am a BC Eagle, Tommy Waddle.
All
so,
right, yeah. Sean.
Wow.
Bring
yep,
it in.
Go Eagles, class of 86, and saying hi to my boss, Steve Bailey, who's driving to Mokina right now.
I thought you had hair. Didn't you have a hair story to tell about, Mark?
Oh yeah, but we... He hosted a party for the team, and he had at his Evanston home before he moved up to his palatial estate in Wilmette. But he had the greatest record album collection of all time along one of the walls of his den.
Yes,
and his hair was as perfect then as it is now.
Yeah, good point,
Sean. Thanks. We appreciate
it. Thank you, Sean.
There, boy.
That's awesome.
That was Shawnee coached my son, Mark Jr.
A little tribute to Mark and his brother.
Yeah.
Every Friday's a tribute to Mark Jr.
That's true.
And I don't even know where that record collection is now.
It got taken.
Kind of got lost in the tidal wave. Yeah, just kind of got washed right out of there.
Hey, how about this? We've got the Odds Couple with Carmen and Mike North next.
Do you know I saw Mike North in the lobby
today?
He
told the story today.
It was awesome.
Yeah,
it was great.
He told the story today on Carmen and Yurko.
And he goes, hey, do you forgive me for ripping you, you know, about something? And I'm like, I don't even remember that, you know?
And Mark looked at Mike and goes, do you forgive me for ripping you as well?
Yeah, exactly.
No, so we had a big hug and it was wonderful. It was old school day.
Black and Abdallah live and local at 7 o'clock. Yeah. Michael Rappaport, thank you to him and Mark Jean Greco. We have lots going on this weekend, so make sure you have downloaded the ESPN Chicago app. Thanks to Jeff Meller and Adam Abdallah for Mark Ian Waddle. I'm Sylvie, the Odds Couple, up next on ESPN 1000.
It's the classic!
That was fun stuff. That's fun stuff.
That was a big thrill.
Hi, it's Andre Dawson, including myself, Ed Belfour.
Who's getting wild tonight? That's what I'm talking about, baby.
No hi from you.
What?
No hi from you.
I give him more buys than highs.
Waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away. Waddle, waddle. Till the very next day. Bum, 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 bum.
And thank you to all and to all a good night.